Today is a special day that I'm sure none of you are aware of.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm ready to celebrate, Jeff.
What, is it your birthday again and we forgot?
Well, before I say what it is, I'm just going to go around the room and see if you guys can guess. Alexis, what's special about today?
It's got to be someone's birthday.
There we go.
Okay.
Got a button over there for
no
you.
Birthday.
Brooke, any guesses?
National Wine Day.
Ooh, nice guess.
Thanks. That would be nice, but no. Jose?
Yeah, I'm going to go with National Follow Jose on Twitch Day.
Everything has to be a shameless plug.
Actually,
yay!
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But it's also something else. Today's special for everybody on the show because we just hit a new record. And
what?
I'm not sure it's a good one.
Uh-oh.
This will be our 2,500th shock collar question we've ever done.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
100%.
This is what my career's come to.
And I have the numbers here in terms of who's been shocked the most.
Oh my God. Really? We've been keeping track?
We're going to start on the low end. Last place is Alexis.
Yeah. She's the newest. Yay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So she's only been shocked 92 times on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next is myself, because I used to ask the questions back in the day.
Oh yeah. So there's a gap there.
And now I've been shocked 247 times.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's down to the gruesome twosome.
The gruesome twosome, Brooke and I.
Oh, my God.
Coming in second place is our own Jose Bolaños.
Yeah.
Who's been shocked with a dog shock collar, jolts going through his neck, which I'm sure is great for his memory, 889 times on this show.
And you know what? This isn't fair because you're not counting all the times that I play with shock collars outside of work.
Yeah, we didn't count those ones.
You don't even want to know. Might as well be doing some other fun substance instead of this to lose brain cells.
I mean, for the math already, roughly, you have to have over 1,000
What is
shots.
It?
Leaves us with the queen of the collar, none other than the slippery chicken chaser herself, Brooke Fox, taking 1,107 electric kisses to the throat.
Congrats, Brooke!
And everybody wants a speech right now. Let's get some music, Brooke.
What
floor is yours. What do you have to say about this momentous achievement in your life?
Wow. I never thought I'd be here, and I definitely couldn't have done it without you idiots.
I really couldn't have.
Yeah. And
doesn't it mean you got all the questions wrong on your own?
I did. And the reason is because I keep getting dumber the longer I'm on this show.
Yes.
So longevity does not actually equal wisdom always, kids.
Well.
So thank you.
Yay.
She said thank you.
That's what we were looking for.
Let's get her in. Another one.
I can't wait to celebrate 2,500 more shocks with you going forward for the next 20 years.
Why do I feel defeated?
I'm just saying, you're never going to forget where you were when you heard the 2,500th shock collar question of the day. Just remember this moment in your life as we send it over to Digital Jake.
Cap or no cap.
Yes.
It's a trivia game that's captured the hearts and minds of an entire nation.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Really?
Not this nation.
Okay. There's one out there.
But a nation.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Uh-huh. Probably.
Probably.
Just think, there may be a whole country of people with a very low average IQ and no freedoms or human rights whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah, I bet.
Who absolutely love you guys. And you should be proud of that.
Wow. Shout out.
Should we do something to help them?
This is their la resistance.
We're doing enough.
To honor that purely hypothetical place where you're all loved and respected, we're going to play another edition of Cap or No Cap.
Wow.
That stung worse than Brooke's speech.
It did.
We're starting with Jeff.
Down day.
Jeffrey, I'm excited.
Apple has a smoking ban on their computers, so if you smoke while using one, your warranty is void. Cap or no cap?
Jeffrey, always read every word of the user agreement.
Always, of course.
So you should know this.
You have all the Apple products, but no smoking, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad for that combination.
Not a smoker.
It makes sense why they would.
It's such a specific fact.
If you're indoors smoking, like the film that collects is so disgusting. Mm-hmm. It is so gross.
I feel like this would be on TikTok, though, like people doing it to show it.
Especially like sick vape clouds and stuff.
Well, yeah, when you think back to who the cool kids are, it's always the Apple is the cool brand.
Yes.
And Microsoft is the uptight you know, nerdy brand. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the cool kids would be smoking.
No, and where cloud cool comes from?
I agree.
Cool kids do not smoke.
Oh, they vape, sorry. So they vape around their Apple products. I think that's cap.
Jeffrey said cap, and that's no cap.
Come on.
Also, if you spill a whole Diet Coke on your keyboard, your warranty is also voided. I've done that.
Well, you found that out personally. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You don't tell them you did that.
No, yeah. I was just, they opened it up. I was like, oh, what's all that doing in there? That's crazy. Alexis, because the sun in Hawaii is so consistent, it only takes 2 to 3 weeks to grow a pineapple. Cap or no cap?
Ooh. Wow, that's really fast.
Oh, I miss Hawaii.
It's really fast. But there's never been a pineapple shortage, has there?
Like,
there's always
pineapples. I don't know. I just feel like there's always pineapples.
Yeah, give us 2 days. We'll be right back.
Is that the only place they grow?
No, they grow all over the equator. I mean, like around that same belt.
The equator.
Okay, the equator. If they're not everywhere, I feel like they have to grow fast to keep up. So I'm going to say that's no cap, Jake.
Alexis says no cap. And that's cap.
Really?
It actually takes 2 to 3 years to produce a pineapple.
Whoa. Yeah, that sucks. Slow.
That sucks.
Jeff and Alexis both got it wrong. It's over to Brooke.
All right.
Brooke, researchers actually found that rats laugh when they are tickled. Cap or no cap?
I feel like a rat wouldn't have a cute giggle. It would have like an evil laugh.
And give me that cheese.
And a mustache somehow. Yeah. Like a long one. That it would twirl. I'm going to say that that's no cap.
Brooke said no cap.
She's right.
And that's no cap.
Yeah. I knew that.
Scientists be able to get rats to laugh when tickling them, and then rats even chase them after in a playful manner sometimes, too. Wanting more tickles.
Ratatouille.
So cute.
Finally, let's go over to Jose.
Okay.
Banana peels are technically not fully biodegradable. Cap or no cap?
What?
Huh. Interesting.
Well, I would think the sticker on them, Jake. But actually, those are, because I accidentally ate one once. And not on a banana,
on an apple. I've done it too.
And you Google it, and they're actually edible because they, you know,
because idiots
somebody,
like you
yeah,
guys,
idiots like Alexis.
Got it.
But you literally can watch a banana like degrade in front of your eyes within weeks.
I think this is cap, Jake. You're capping right now.
Jose said cap. That's cap.
Yeah!
It takes a while, 2 years for them to fully decompose, but they do fully decompose.
See, and they bruise in
That's
like
why
hour.
You should not throw them out your car window. They will be there for 2 years, you
what
guys.
What if you're playing Mario Kart?
Exactly, Jake.
Never thought about that, did you, Brooke? Brooke and Jose, you guys get to choose who gets shocked today.
Oh, I think Alexis needs it. She needs to up her shock numbers,
Jeff's been getting
you know?
It a lot. Oh, yeah, and she needs to up her shocks.
She needs to catch up here.
Thanks, Jeff, for reading off the numbers.
She's got years to catch up on.
We're going to pick her a lot now.
The 2,500th shock caller will go to Alexis Fuller.
Honor.
Yay.
And you'll be singing Industry Baby by Lil Nas X while you do it.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Brooke, you didn't even give me a chance.
Now I remember.
She wanted to go on.
Now I remember why we don't give her the shot caller that often.
Wow.
That's your 2,500 shot caller question of the day.
Yay,
your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.